AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The murder trial has started in South Carolina for Alex Murdaugh. He's charged with killing his wife and son.
Horrendous. Horrible. Butchering.
Defense attorney Dick Harpootlian described the scene where Murdaugh's son was killed.
Find Alex Murdaugh guilty of murdering his son, you're going to have to accept that within an hour of having a extraordinarily bonding, you can see it in the Snapchat, that he executes him in a brutal fashion.
Prosecutor Creighton Waters says they have the evidence to prove Murdaugh killed them.
Neither Paul nor Maggie had any defensive wounds. Neither one of them had any defensive wounds, as if they didn't see a threat coming from their attacker.
Waters also says there's evidence cell phone records place Murdaugh at the scene before the killings. The latest U.S. contribution to the war effort in Ukraine is 31 Abrams tanks.
You don't go after a crocodile with a cornstalk. And these vehicles, these tanks, those armored vehicles, they're going to have an effect.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it will take some training before the tanks can be used. President Biden says this is a message to Russia.
The expectation on the part of Russia is we're going to break up. We're not going to stay united. But we are fully, thoroughly, totally united.
The storm system that produced tornadoes in Texas and Louisiana is dropping snow on parts of Indiana and Michigan. Spain's interior minister says one person has been killed, another severely injured, in an attack carried out by a person with a bladed weapon at a church in southern Spain. Tesla is posting record net income for the fourth quarter of last year and predicts more software-related profits. The Dow finished up 9 points. This is AP News. Pope Francis says homosexuality is not a crime and should not be treated that way. The AP's Donna Warder has the story.
Pope Francis is criticizing laws that criminalize homosexuality, calling them unjust. We are all children of God, and God loves us as we are and for the strength that each one of us has to fight for our dignity. Being homosexual is not a crime. It's not a crime. Yes, but it's a sin. Francis acknowledges that Catholic bishops in some parts of the world support laws that criminalize homosexuality or discriminate against the LGBTQ community, and says bishops in particular need to undergo a process of change to recognize the dignity of everyone. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.